Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Ladies and gentlemen, what the fuck is happening? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. We are pre-recording for the 29th of September. Never forget, my guest today is Aaron DeLoaf McCann.
Hi, Arroway.
Do you say Arroway? What do you say there?
Hi, Arroway. Straight in, full Aaron's, chalk.
Hello. So, how are you?
IRA.
Anyway.
My guest today, Aaron McCann. How's it going, Aaron? Brett's out.
Chuck Arla. And, quick wrist check. Today, Aaron is sporting the G-Shock Purple Edition step tracker with the
Isomer wrist.
Isomer wrist.
The fucking pneumonia of it.
Yeah. That was me trying to do those wee ad-lib things. I was listening to, what was it, the fucking Hot remix, you know, with, what's his name on it there? And some guy literally goes, spot everywhere. And he just keeps going for way too long.
Sounds like 12th of July music.
Yeah.
Young Thug X Blair Memorial Flute Band.
Shankle Protestant Boys featuring Travis Scott.
Straight up. The Shankle.
Straight up. The Pope's Hole. It's so, it gets so weirdly specific things. They're like, tell you what, I hate the Pope.
Never even met the man.
I know, he could be...
He's just an old boy.
He's not, though. I've seen videos of him slapping wee Chinese women.
Oh, fuck, right.
You seen that?
No, that, is that, like, dark web shit, or is that...
No, he's walking through somewhere, like he's the Pope. Slapping hands, and some wee Chinese woman grabs his hand, and he goes like, fuck off. Fuck off with you. And she's like, I'm sorry.
Walking about like he's the Pope.
Have you seen that?
No.
I'm gonna have... Pope slaps a bitch.
Pope slap a bitch.
Slaps lady's hand. Slaps her ass. The Guardian, here we go.
And is it right how fucking skate he gives her?
I mean, she's getting a bit handsy, like, you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you wouldn't get this now. This is her there. You see her getting warmed up.
Oh, fuck, she's blasting herself.
Is there a lot of Catholic Japanese people? See the way I paused to analyze her face? Watch this. She's like, come back, come back.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's grumpy there.
Fuming Pope.
He's probably going, don't touch me, I'll fucking come. I haven't felt the touch of a woman. Praise the Lord.
I love how she blessed herself before that she then immediately yanked him into the crowd.
Yes. Forgive me for what I'm about to do. I'm about to assault this motherfucker. Wrist lock.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway.
He kept his own there if I let him.
Aye. Luckily, she held on any longer. He's about to drop her.
Stand your ground. John. Is it still John these days, or who the fuck's Pope these days?
Francesca.
Now, who's the Pope?
Franco.
Big Franco.
I'm about to Google who is the Pope.
Yeah. I want to see, like, a Facebook profile here.
Current Pope.
What? There should be a game show for the new
Jorge
Pope.
Mario Buglick Rugligly. Who's Frank? Pope Francis?
Here,
his name's not Francis. Is that a stage name?
It's like Sasha Ferris, but for the Pope. You can't just say Beyonce, like.
His name's Jorge Mario Beyonce Buglio. My friends call me Francis. I'll call you Pope.
Can they not get a Pope that doesn't look like he's about to die for the new one?
Well, you see, you gotta work your way up the ranks, don't you? And that just takes time.
Fuck me, there must be some pyramid scheme. All the cons have, like, fluffy white hair.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, about to die. But yeah, you gotta, yeah, you gotta fuck a certain amount of kids, and then you get the black belt, and then they let you in.
White belt is where you look at a minor and feel something.
Yeah.
And then work your way up the belt ranking system.
White belt, one stripe, fancy a child. Four stripe white belt, slap a Chinese woman. Slap a kid's arse.
SBG, which is slapping boys' gooches.
How could you not, like, just be pulling yourself into a point all day if you were the Pope?
Well, sure. We don't know.
Maybe that's why they're all old. You hit that age, you're like, listen, I've give up on the dick work. You know, I'm here for Jesus now. Because if there was anyone younger than that, they'd be like, oh, the Pope's busy today. People are like, oh, what's this plume of smoke out the top of the Vatican? Is that a new Pope? And we're like, nah, he spunked on a sauna. He spunked on the hot stones in a sauna. The place is coming down with semen. Pardon the pun. I don't know. We've started well. How are you, Arnie? Are you all right?
Well, sorry, I'm doing good.
Very colourful when you come in today, as usual.
Yes.
It was your birthday there.
It was. 26. Other side of the 20s now.
Only 26. Mm-hmm. I listened to the first 5 minutes of a podcast you did with that American guy. And the sound quality was annoying me, so...
It was a Zoom one.
Ah, fuck off.
I know.
But the guy was like, and what age are you? And you're like, 25. And he went... Oh, I thought the Zoom froze. Okay.
Rough paper round. I looked great until I was about 21 and then hard dip from then on. And...
But some people, I mean, I'm one of them where you just like, at 15, I look like this.
And the same forever.
And then, you know, everyone, you know, there was a photo of, it was from Portrush Playhouse, and it was me, Mickey, Shane, and Haggerty, and Woodsy, I think. Mm-hmm. And everyone has, you know, Woodsy looked like he fucking Avril Lavigne at one point, and then he sort of morphed out of that, and Shane looked weird. Everyone's wearing, like, bell-bottom jeans and everything. And then I'm just there, like I was photoshopped in from today.
Just it's exact same.
I'll be that fucking, do you remember they thought there was like a Charlie Chaplin movie where there was a time traveler? Because it looked like they were on the phone. Mm-hmm. That'll be me.
Yeah.
They'll be like, hold on a second. This is 2020 and then this is 2011.
Yeah, same forever.
And then
forever.
It's 2032 and I'm just standing there. Same fucking stupid hat.
Same forever.
Same hoodie.
The only thing I've got going now is a lot of my friends are losing their hair. A couple of trips to Turkey being booked randomly.
Seriously?
Oh, why?
Who's going to Turkey?
I'll not give out names, but there's a few boys.
Would I know any of them?
Nah, I don't think so.
What is the money like for the hair transplant?
Don't know. Well, two things is like the hair transplant and then
the teeth.
Teeth job. And then can you get lip fillers anywhere, or is that kind of you have to go away too? Do you have to go on Skyscanner for lip fillers?
No, lip fillers are like you can get them done the back of a Sentra.
Not fussing.
Every on girls?
Nah.
No, I've seen. Who the fuck was it?
Their lips always look soaking when they get it.
Which is good, you know what I mean? That gives you a route, but it's like when it does, they don't even look soft.
Mm.
You know, it looks like you've got lip boners.
Aye.
But I'd see, the problem is, it's like that Bill Burr line, like no one just polishes the bumper of their car.
Mm-hmm.
No, I saw, who the fuck was it? I don't know who it was, don't want to give it out. Had like the first, the like introductory level of Botox on their lips.
Right.
And you were like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
She'd suck a crow off Tobar. But, of course, everybody fucking goes mad with it then.
Aye.
They go like, well, it could be bigger. And then the next minute, you're just like, you know, you're drilling out the side and you can't see your fucking, can't see your
I
feet.
Mean, you know, get whatever you want done. Like, but I've never looked at a doll and went, you know, she is perfect, but fuck them lips are far too tiny. You know?
Yeah. I mean, so if your lips are noticeably small, you're beyond saving. You know what I mean? You're not going to get Botox and it's going to fix it.
Yeah.
And you know what, girls, you'd have to go a long way for someone not to buck you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, no one ever...
I'll buck you.
You know what? You know, where's the lips involved when I'm smashing it from behind? When I'm hitting it from the back with no strings attached, can I get a whoop whoop?
When I'm fucking you in the top bunk, does it matter?
I'm not fucking close to you, I can't see your lips anyway. Can't see my lips.
The metal railings are rattling regardless. Who cares?
What if you had to bend over the fucking pull-out desk? Underneath? No one gives a shit about your lips.
When you're getting put through the breakfast bar, is it any odds to me?
When you've 1 foot on the N64... What if you tied up with a belt from the Mario Kart fucking dressing guy. No one will give a fuck about your lips, you dirty bastard. As soon as I'm done with these four Weetabix, kiss goodbye to that fucking back end.
As soon as I log these calories in my fitness pal, you're getting it.
You roll that wagon in here and I'll get in the back. I need to do like the football. I think we just blast snots out of both nostrils.
You flew?
No, not flu. It was a bit of a residual cold from the baby.
That's right, you were saying.
But it's funny because it's scary to get that during COVID times.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, rightly, you know what I mean. Just go, this is a cold because the baby was like, you know, snots rolling out its nose, and then it's all over you, fucking sneezing in your face, and
yeah.
Babies will cough and they'll get confused and they'll look right at you and just go, what's going on? And you're just getting it in the face, and then. You know, sure enough, hours later, you're like, oh, I feel like my throat's sore. But it's like, you know, you have it overnight and then you're just blowing your nose the rest of the week. You know, just get me COVID. Get it over with.
On the topic of like babies, like coughing and not knowing what a cough is.
Should the Pope slap them?
We had a mother and father had their 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh,
this week. And, you know, we got a cake and all that there.
Speaking of bed rattling.
In the hospital bed, folks.
Was it in hospital?
No.
Were you sitting there with bottles of champagne and all?
So basically, we were at the house and we got the local bakery where you bring in like three photos and then they'll do like word art and the three photos scattered on the cake.
Yeah.
And they're all of like mum and dad's wedding. But it's so funny because cameras were only like an actual thing for maybe a couple of years. Nobody even knew what to do in photos.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So all the photos of my mum and dad on their wedding day are the most awkward fucking things you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like dad literally looks like he's like just at a punishment beating. And mum is like looking at the wall. Candid before it was cool.
Well, that gene got passed down because I do remember the time where we were getting a photo shoot for a gig and the guy went, dude, can you just stand there?
Yeah.
And you just started walking east. And you were like away across, like that big area in front of the waterfront. I was like, Aaron! He just went move over a wee bit, and you're like,
I was in fucking Apple Greens.
You're Lisburn. Is this far enough? I'll ring you when I'm there.
Yeah.
So you were popping bottles at the weekend, are you?
Schlur.
Where is it?
In the month of September.
Mm. That's some baller shit. Was it a vintage?
Oh, why?
did you get it early, or did you leave it over from last Christmas?
Oh, I just, well aged. You know. Good year, 2019.
You
good
got
times.
You got Schlur from when they had a cork in it.
Oh, why?
Gangster.
Popping it out.
So you're 26 now?
Yes.
1 year left, man.
I know. Of what?
Just being cool before...
Is it 26? Well, see, I asked this the other day to my sisters. I was like, when does your youth really die? Like, when's it over? And they were like, one of them said 33, and another one said 37, and another one said when you have a full family. Not even like first kid, like three kids deep.
I just think it's when you decide that it's done. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of people, there's certain things, like I'm at an age where I'm like, you know, so, you know, Maureen was talking about, oh, don't you miss just going to the limelight, you know, randomly for someone's birthday and going on the piss or something? You're like, sort of, but also totally cool with not doing that.
Yeah.
You know, because your fun is different now.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be like, oh, I'd rather... You know, why don't we go on like a small holiday and just have a villa and, I mean, this is some baller shit, but you know what I mean? Like go, you know, play your own music, sip some expensive booze.
Yeah.
I don't need 15 fucking pints of talents in a shitty nightclub.
Yeah, fuck with the Thompsons, we're going to Disneyland, Blair.
Yeah.
You joking?
I'm going to punch fucking Mickey Mouse in the face.
But it is interesting, like, how...
Do you feel it? But here's another thing I heard somewhere else. People were saying generations are getting shorter. Mm. So like... You know, it would have to take someone to be like full 10 years older for you to be like, Jesus, I don't relate to this person at all. Now it's like, you know, you notice with like, especially with like social media and stuff, someone that was like I know people that are, say, like 24,
mm-hmm.
and they'll look at someone who's like 20 and be like, what in the fuck is wrong with these people?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Like the generation is like a year.
Well, like I have nephews that are like 16, 17, and it's like they weren't even raised in the same planet. It's so fucking weird. Because they've always had shit like social media and stuff like that.
Yeah.
they're a wee bit more like their humor and stuff's a wee bit more alternative. And
well, you know, there's gonna be stuff that like just dies, and like this pandemic type vibes might just kill a lot of shit.
Mm.
Like people might just go, oh, do you remember people used to actually go to like concerts?
Mm.
Fuck that.
Oh, please, please don't say that.
I know.
God.
I know, but like, just for example, like, was I listening? Was it on that podcast I listened to?
With me and the American guy?
I listened to it for a bit, but the guy was like, or you'd said like your nephew or something was like, what's the point of doing stand up?
When you can just look at memes?
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to say that I haven't seen on Twitter?
Yeah.
Is essentially what he said.
Yeah.
And then I was like, he's not far wrong, to be honest. Because a lot of like head writers for shows and shit like that in America, they just yank tweets from people and then like put it in a script.
Yeah.
And you never know, like.
Yeah. And it's like such a fucking ocean of shit that you're like, of course two people are going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Even if they didn't mean to.
Yeah.
So let's just pretend like we didn't mean to.
Yeah.
And just yank the tweets.
Something's gone forever though. Like South Park are releasing a special pandemic episode this week. I can't wait for it. Mm. I think they've always been funny.
That's one thing. But do you know what it is? It's patience and everything. Like, you know, like I've missed way too much South Park to even start again.
Yeah.
You know, like I haven't seen any of it. I've seen bits and pieces throughout
the
years.
It's a very like dip in show. Like,
you can just jump in.
You don't need to know anything before it.
I'll maybe watch like recent ones then.
Yeah. It's decent. I like it.
Yeah. It's just such a fucking, there's just so much of it. Like,
yeah.
But, you know, if you told someone who's fucking 17 now, oh, watch South Park, they'd be like, no, I'll just.
Yeah.
I'll wait for someone to take like the funniest screen grab with a subtitle.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, this is humor.
Yeah. They think it's cringe.
Like, what the fucking, what the young folk piss themselves laughing
TikToks.
At?
TikToks.
Do they?
Yeah.
I just, it's like, blows my mind when you watch that shit. You're just like, okay. You know, people, you know, these waves of like, oh, the sexualization of whatever, and fucking all these movies are made by fucking pedos for pedos, and people talking about cuties and all. And you're like, why are people just going on TikTok, doing some TikToks and being like, they're not getting quite as many views as I'd like. Let me get my old washed out white vest and I'll just do it with my tits out, basically, and just let on like, oh, whoopsie, caught me fucking in the kitchen in my jammies. Millions of hits.
Oh, why? Yeah.
It's you're just like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And I heard someone else saying, like, it was Andrew Schultz actually, goes, the new talent is just garnering in, like
attention.
Yeah.
Like 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
That rapper 6ix9ine.
He's blurred. And I was even listening to fucking, never mind him, I was listening to that Travis Scott or that remix, that hot song in the car, and the beat's lethal. And then I was just like, what the fuck are they saying? Like,
yeah.
What? Like, it's just nothing.
Yeah. You got almost have your brain outside of it.
Why would you bother? Like, I bet you there's like good rappers going, why would I bother writing anything of any worth when I can just be like, I put a bitch in the Bentley and so, you know, it's like just nothing.
I mean,
and it's the same as comedy. Like,
same thing as comedy, I was about to say that.
You could sit there, write, you know, I'm going to write all these jokes and this is going to be original. And you look at Dave Chappelle and you'd be like, fuck me, he's good, man. And then, like, you know, you post a meme into like a WhatsApp group and people are like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I near put the car off the fucking road.
But talking about,
because I was looking at it in the car, obviously.
Talking about like difference in humor and generations. Like, I have a family WhatsApp group and my sister's posted and my sister's like, I was going to post this and, you know, but I thought it was a bit rough, so I didn't bother, but I'll show everyone here. And I was like, oh, what the fuck is it? Like, thinking some, you know, whenever you've fucking been raised on the internet, you've seen like people getting their head shot off and fucking boys getting run over by trains. I'm like, what? How rough is it? It's that video of Daniel O'Donnell and someone's looped.
Yeah.
Like, fucking that Jay-Z and Kanye song over the top. And it's just like, balls of our motherfuckers want to find me.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's hilarious.
I know.
There.
Risky. Sometimes I do get crossover from different WhatsApp groups where I don't judge the tone correctly.
Uh-huh.
You know, because the group we're in, the OG, you know, original six, it's hard to even get a raised eyebrow, you know what I mean?
Unless it's two days fucking.
I actually sent a photo in of a guy with a gaping asshole that was so big, and I was like, come on, guys. and then Mickey went, Jesus. And you're like, this is a tough crowd. And then I'm in another group which is kind of like Maureen and her sisters and Begley, you know, that wee sort of group.
Yeah.
And obviously Maureen's sister does like the crafts things with those strings and whatever. Yeah. And she goes, oh, this is one way to advertise your stuff. And it was some girl like hanging a thing on the wall with a big fat dumper out. And I sent the thing that you send me all the time, in conclusion, my dick hard. Nothing in response. And then I had to follow it up with like, do you know what? I didn't actually mean that. I've just been looking to post that all day, yeah, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, read the room wrong.
Yeah, you had to like reference it. That's so funny.
You know, because people are like, oh, look at the state of this girl. And I'm like, yeah, but still.
That's so funny.
She'd get it. And I had to play it off like, you know, oh, sorry. That's, you know, read the room wrong. But she would get read.
I was chatting to someone about...
Let's get down to brass tacks.
You know, like whenever you do like a WhatsApp group, but it's like organizing someone's stag or something. And immediately it's like all dudes in their late 30s, maybe early 40s. And immediately it's just people either getting shot or read like videos.
Yeah.
Like it's like, guys, we're talking about doing paintballing. and then maybe, you know, and then the actual event organization dies off, but there's still like 7 months to the event.
Yeah.
So all the videos are just like midgets getting read and all this shit.
So we've all agreed on pizza. While I have you, here's a video of two dudes rubbing their prolapses together. That actually happened to me. Like, Maureen's cousin, her husband, who's hilarious, but just some family do, and everyone's eating dinner or whatever, and he goes, I'm going outside for a smoke. I'll not do his accent. I'll give away who I'm talking about. He goes, we'll go out the front for a smoke, and he goes, look at this, and just turns the phone around, and there's literally two dudes with, like, two pink socks coming out their arse. Big prolapsed arseholes, rubbing them together. And I'm, you know, like, when, like, it's a bit like, it's like that fucking Jim Owen joke. If someone holds their wrist out and they're like, smell that, you're like, He goes, if someone holds their fingers out, you're like, no way.
Yeah.
If you're casually smoking, you're like, oh, why, look at that, and turns the phone around, you know, I'm looking.
Pair of shoes.
Aye. Oh, t-shirt. What do you got? Might buy this car. Oh, fantastic. Turn around. Two dudes, prolapsed assholes. Rubbing together.
Guys, the catering is offering chicken curry or stroganoff. But whilst your attention is in my palms, here's a doll taking a flump out of her fanny in 4K slow-mo.
I remember...
I'd watch that, by the way.
Yeah, so... Is that real, or do you just fucking... just off the top of the dome there? Just freestyle?
Off the loaf?
Off the loaf. I fucking... The best video ever, my mate Lecky, shout out to Lecky, sent me this fucking thing one time, and it was like a girl on a boat, and she's like... just legs wide open, she like did something and like a load of jelly snakes come out of her fanny, like loads of them, and then it cut to it must be a clip from a movie, the guy goes, I think we can do better than that, and it just kept getting worse, and then like the girl had a full set of pool balls in her fanny, she's like clunk 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 clunk, and then it just got worse and worse and worse.
I mean, the storage space would be useful, but you know, I don't know about sex.
What, if you're going to a festival or something, will I bring a backpack? Don't worry about it, Trisha.
Half bottle of Glens.
Let's have a slab of Smithix up here. I can open it while it's in there. Here you go. We need hand sanitizer. I have a packet of baby wipes up there too. A lot of room.
Do you need a face mask, eh?
Glow sticks, is it?
That reminded me of one time. I was thinking about how shit this must be for people starting first year in uni.
Yeah.
How abysmal it would be starting uni. And when you're saying about someone opening a bottle, I remember I was at a house party in first year, and there was this like very attractive woman who, you know, for the room that she was in, was definitely like, you know, she shouldn't have been there at all, essentially. And
do you have a quiet word, brother? By the way, you're too hot for to be in here. You knew this is the Holy Lands. Yeah.
I'm not trying to pick you up here, but you will get picked up in a second. Like some man will really lift you off the ground.
By six Romanians in a van.
Aye.
So. You know what I mean?
And there was some fella, like she was running around with a bottle of beer. She's like, is there a bottle opener anywhere around there? Is there a bottle opener anywhere around there? And if I had one, I would have sprung into action, let me tell you. Aye. But I didn't. And fair play to this guy. He was like a full Jack and Jones mannequin. And he just had, you know, a bottle opener in his belt.
Wanker!
And he goes, I have one, love, I. And she goes, oh, daddy, can I have it for a wee second? He goes, I work away. And just stuck his dick out.
Deck out?
No, not like
just
cock
crotch,
out,
yeah.
But like crotch out, and I was like, risque.
Risque.
But he did it for the crack, so.
Wow. Now, is that guy in jail, or? I mean, that's the new fucking hole in the popcorn, isn't it?
He's actually a motivational speaker now.
Is he? I would be surprised the fucking circles you move.
Sometimes you just gotta put the gut out and hope she takes it, you know?
Oh my god.
Get up, get at it. Anyone could do it now.
I think I've got a bottle opener. Aye.
Folks, get up, get your mom to make you breakfast. Start the day, right?
Yeah.
Get after it.
Take risks only when you have nothing to put on the line. When you can go back to your house that your man down at the end of the day. Take your shots, bro.
Yeah.
Because there's a net there.
Use your dad's inheritance and put it to use. What the fuck was that?
There's a barbathon to throw up.
Fucking Emily Rose. I thought you dropped an N-bomb.
Oh my god. Emily Rose, is that the girl at the party? Does anybody have a bottle opener? You don't drink beer. Wise up.
Oh fuck.
You do see that the other time where you're just like, you see someone so hot where you're like, where are you from? You're not from here?
Aye. Is this a social experiment or what's the crack?
Yeah. Alright, where's the cameras?
Some YouTuber pops out.
It's like the Matrix, you know, that your girl walks past in the red dress.
Yeah.
Like, freeze. You're like, I've a boner.
But I don't know what the fuck they're doing now with COVID shit for unis.
Well, I seen it on the news this morning, and they were like, I only heard bits of it because the fucking baby was screaming. So they were like, blah, blah, blah. And they were saying, like, you know, a lot of these freshers have been locked in the building and they're not allowed out, and it's been compared to a prison. But then they showed this guy, and because I only heard a bit of it, I was like, oh, they're obviously talking to people in a prison. Mm-hmm. This cop looked rough as shit, man. Mm-hmm. He looked like Post Malone.
You thought he was just an agent court?
No, I thought he was an actual prisoner. And he was actually just in fucking, like, and the guy's, you know, tattoo above his head and beard and all, like, yeah, mate, we've been stuck here for 3 days without being able to leave. Suck it up! And there's all these girls wrote, like, SOS Corona or something, and, like, post-it notes on the window, and all these girls, like, banging the window, and you're like, that looks like a porno about to break out. You know, don't worry, we're here to disinfect. Bunch of smelly fucking students. Just calm your pants.
What about me telling you about, like, going to a student's house when you're not a student and being like, how the fuck did I live in this?
Oh, yeah. I went to your house one time and I was like, I'll never open the loo here. And I went upstairs and was like, I'm going to squeeze out a shit in this house. And all I was met with was, and I'm not joking, 700 toilet roll holders. Like, at a certain point, clean it out.
Aye, read it out.
You know what I mean? It's like I'm stepping over them. I near went over my ankle trying to fucking get to the toilet.
Well, calm down, son, man. Nothing's changed. you see my mum and dad's house?
In your house? I just shite off the bunk bed, to be honest. I just throw my ass over the edge. Let it hit the floor. Someone has to fucking deal with that.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus Christ. Where's the weirdest place you've ever had a shit?
Weirdest place I've ever had a shit. The Eiffel Tower, by God.
Really?
I swear to God, I. You know, like.
Off the edge?
You've been to it, haven't
you? Man!
That, like, middle part where the fucking restaurant and shit is. I didn't even need one, but I was like, I have to take one. Like,
I have never been up it.
Never?
No, we drank beer, like, on the wee lawn outside it.
Oh, wow.
We didn't go up it. Yeah. The guys run around like,
you didn't miss anything?
No, and I knew that.
Missed fuck off.
Because it was so sunny, and everyone was sitting out in this thing, and this guy's like, beer, what do you want? Beer, vodka, wine, champagne? The guy's all easy dudes trying to sell booze. And I'm like, mate, I have a fucking car out there. You're not sick? A fucking 24 WKDs, sir. Of course we want fucking wine. Real obnoxious. And do we want beer, wine? You're like, still no. And then this girl came over and said, like, you have a lighter? Like, you know when you're like, again, one of them things you're like, how is this allowed?
Yeah.
The girl was like, you guys have a cigarette lighter? And I was like, I'm fucking... Ahmed! Fucking get back here! The young lady would like a lighter, thank you.
Pretty women don't light their own fags.
She was all French and hot, and she was like, thank you. And she literally jumped up and ran away in like a wee summer skirt, and her full arse was out. And I was just like, well.
Merci beaucoup.
Every day I'm coming! Yeah? Gracias.
Don't sit in it, it's wet.
Stupid.
But I do like make a point of shitting in like quite, you know, semi-iconic places. Like I took a shit in the Comedy Store. I was like, gotta do that, like Eiffel Tower.
Shit in the Comedy Store, yeah.
Temple Bar, I've had a couple of shits.
Yeah.
Where's the most iconic place you've shit, or like your favourite?
I'm trying to think of even iconic places I've been.
Hotels are always a good shit. Fancy hotels.
Yeah, great shit. Oh man, I don't know. I can't remember.
Here's a more interesting question.
I would need to comb the archives.
Where's the worst place you've had a shit? As in, you're like, I don't know if I can put my cheeks to that.
Oh, dirty toilet wise. Ah, fuck. There's loads of shitholes, literally. I just remembered having the time. I might have told this in stand up or something, but the time we went to Donegal with Maureen's family, like back in the day, and everybody they had an RV type thing, and they were going to this little plot that was near someone's house that they knew for years and years and years. So they let them post up, and you know, you plug the fucking the water in and
glass,
all that shit. So, but then there was loads of us, so we also had a big like 8-man tent, and they were all like, coffee just lost it, and they're all like, oh, you know, no number twos in the van and all, and everyone, and I was like, and then got to the point where like we arrived, you know, drank a bit, had a barbecue, and I was like, okay, the lads be shitting, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I know we've had a laugh and all, but I'm like, yeah, we're turtle heading over here, so let's get the brass tacks. So anyway, this went on, and they're like, oh, you can use that toilet, and I went in and like fucking. You know that, like, me and you, you're not built for RVs. Like, you get in, you have to go in the direction that, say you need a shit, you have to go in backwards and close the door. You can't go in forwards and turn. You're like, I'm going in ass first for a shit.
Yeah.
So anyway, the next morning, we had the barbecue. I decided it would be a good idea to buy fucking a bag of, like, uncooked prawns from a fish van and barbecue them. They were delicious. But then the next morning, of course, woke up. It was a really sunny day, but up there, like, loads of, like, sea mist and everything, and I woke up and got out of the tent, and I mean, like about to shit myself, and there was, like, two stag deers on the hill, and all, like, jumping over the fence, it was all misty, and I was like, this is some mystical shit, and I was like, there was no way I'm gonna, like, you could use the toilet, obviously, but I wasn't gonna be like, oh, no, sorry, you guys are sleeping, and, like, creep through this fucking thing, and then just quietly lock the door, and then just... So I was like, it ain't happening. And he started to get the fucking panic sweats. And I was like, what am I doing here? I'm gonna have to shout outside or something. And then I was like, right, okay. Packing a fucking baby wipes and everything. I was like, right. And I went down to this wee, like, private beach area. Right? And I mean, like, birds are flying away and, like, fucking stags are jumping over fences. It was majestic as fuck. And I'm still with a hangover. Like, oh, fuck, I'm dying here. Down onto the beach. And luckily, there's like a, it looked like, you know, Finn McCool made a fucking toilet cubicle. It was like stone, and it went round in a wee U shape like that, and you could walk behind it. And I went, well, here we are. You know, all the morning waves lapping on your feet. And I was just like, and of course, we had this dog at the time. The dog was just like, are you throwing sticks for me? And I'm like, they're not sticks.
Logs.
I couldn't get a grasp on that liquid. But then just kicked a bit of sand over it, you know, wipe my hole, and away we go. And go back to the tent. I'm like, where were you? I was like, I was just out for a wee morning walk. I just thought I'd take the dog for a walk there.
You took an LSD shit?
But yeah, it was like, it was trippy. It was trippy shit. But it was just hungover, grabbing onto two rocks, like that fucking rock climbing documentary.
It sounds great, though, to be honest.
But still, like, I mean, you're talking about 5:45 in the morning. I'm still panicking, like, someone with my... It'd be just my luck for, you know, some kind of... Are you all right, though? Do you need a hand?
Oh, in the hills of Tarahiko.
Oh, fuck.
Just blasting one out on the beach. Oh, but man. You forget, you know, it's you gotta sort of time the pissing and the shitting.
Yeah.
Because your natural instinct is, you know, would be to piss and shit at the same time.
Yes.
But then you're like, well, I can't piss because I'll piss all over the back of my shorts here.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, so you nearly have to get the piss out first.
Aye.
Hey! Life hacks.
Aye. Lock both in.
So that was probably the weirdest shit I've ever had. There's probably a lot of those. I don't know. Any other crack?
I love saying that. It's my favorite thing to say recently.
Oh, fuck. So you and Tim have seen on Instagram went up to the port there.
Oh, why?
Why does he just buy a timeshare up there?
He should. He honestly should. He can't just move there.
He loves it, doesn't he? Loves it. It's the most Protestant born
whitest,
isn't it?
No, let me, I know, like,
as a white man, as a very white man, saying this is hilarious. But Port Rush, I would say slash Port Stewart, has to be the whitest place of all time.
That's why he likes it.
Like, I've said this before, incredible beaches, incredible scenery, nice enough place, but not incredible. You know, like, anytime I've went up there, and my, like, I fucking grew up there, my granny lived there for years.
Mm-hmm.
But you go up and you're just like, well, we've, you know, we've had the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
We've went to the beach.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great for down the road. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's like an hour away or whatever.
Like, as a wee kind of sneaky. Like,
yeah.
We'll do a last minute trip here.
But you said there was no one about.
Nah. It was fucking dead.
And you were throwing the bait out there too, weren't you? Oh, dirt civil in the port. Both lads together. First time since lockdown. Two single dudes in the port.
Yeah, if anyone's looking fingered.
Dangling macaque over the fucking balcony of the penthouse. Anyone want to take the bait? Oh, fuck. Nah, we'll just have a flat white.
That was all I could think of whenever I was walking around that place was... Even like, Tim was like, oh man, the shower's class, isn't it? The shower's lethal. And I was like, Tim, the amount of people that have fucked that would be disgusting. Like that. And I was like, to be fair now, if, you know, the first fucking walk.
The shower's lethal.
I can't wait to eventually meet the woman in my life and bring her to said spot and just, you know, lovely, lovely spot. I would recommend it to you and Maureen. Very nice.
Okay.
Very nice.
I thought that was going to go real dirty, that story there.
Oh no, you would fuck someone in every corner of that house, like.
Aye.
You ever had balcony sex? Going through the files.
I don't think so. I'm not a very subtle lover, are I? Do you know what I mean?
Subtle lover? The new album by Craig Davis.
There'd be someone in the other hotel room going like, there's definitely a large man fucking someone from behind down there. And he's just had dinner.
Someone Google Map, where is the nearest city?
Hello, is this reception? I would just like to report an assault happening. What's happening? Well, it sounds like someone hitting a side of beef with a baseball bat.
Hello, reception. I have just seen a headboard flying through the air off the balcony.
Hi, reception. Hey, I think there is a woman being dismembered downstairs.
Did some of the cleaners forget their staffies? Because it's violent. I'm going at her.
Fuck's sake. Have you ever had balcony sex?
What a lover. I love that.
You and Tim at the weekend. Oh, sir! Give me a fucking flat white. It'd be so much easier if you could just buck your mates, wouldn't it?
That'd be class. What are you talking about? You're fucking great.
What's stopping you?
I'd be like, here, call me fucking off here and I wrap this up to fuck.
35 minutes is good for you bastards, isn't it?
Literally wrap this up to fuck.
I know, it's so funny. Like,
I just play FIFA all day and get suck jobs. Be class.
I'm out. I'm not playing FIFA.
Sucking your dick, no sweat. And but then, FIFA, I ain't into that gay shit,
and
bro.
Then you talk to your other mate and you're like, I had to fucking sit through 3 hours of FIFA and he didn't even fucking suck me off.
6 hours of Call of Duty and you wouldn't even have the fucking gracious about you to skin me dick.
Oh my god. Yell-reared bastard.
Not even the back of a knuckle or nothing.
He's a,
oh, fuck.
Wank me off your feet while you're playing fucking Mario Kart. Oh, my God. Pope, it's Pope Francis.
Bitch!
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things people, you know, you see in movies and people think it's sexy. Like, Mickey even did stand-up about it. Like, oh, banging in the shower and all. Nah.
Nightmare.
No.
No.
No. It's like a sport, you know what I mean? You want to wake up fresh, no hangover.
Yeah, get a power rate in you.
Get a power rate in you, stretch off a bit, get the heart rate up, you know, do 10 cals on the assault bike. Make sure your hamstrings are warmed up, you know what I mean? Go on. See all this, like, dinner and drinks and, you know, balcony love. Fuck off.
Aye. No.
You do like a black dude, you know what I mean? You get the fucking runners on. And then take all your clothes off, put the Nike Air Max back on. And a headband.
I dare say a big feed before riding ruins the experience.
For sure.
I'm honest.
For the fella, anyway.
We'll have crackers and cheese, and that's it.
You know? And when women have the cheek to turn around and be like, it's not that good in bed. And you're like, well, who else is fucking eating a three-course meal and doing a fucking Iron Man? Round here. It should be the dude being like, oh, we fucking later? Yeah, and he goes, I'll just have the Caesar salad.
We shouldn't be fucking anywhere that isn't the bed, you know?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
No.
But the shower's a disaster. Like,
no. Fucking head and shoulders in your eyes. No more tears in my hole. Fucking crying while getting pulled out here.
I know. No dandruff on my taint, though. Which is win-win.
Isn't that joke you said about me where you're like, Aaron McCann's so head is so big he has to use head and shoulders, knees and toes?
Oh, there was loads of them. I had that for you. It was the original jokes that I typed out and so framed. Funny. I had it in a wee frame.
So funny. So funny.
What was the other one? There was loads of them, wasn't there? Aaron McCann's head so big they use his headphones as five side nets. The best one is this head so big his barber charges him mileage. That's the best one.
Got my haircut this week too. Oh, why?
When's it getting finished? You have it sweet though. You just walk across the road, don't you?
Oh, why?
Yeah,
I told you before that barber's like like a black man's white barber, and that like it's just all slagging and fucking like crack and bad atmosphere and all, but like they talk about not reading the room. Them boys don't read the room. Like there'll be women in with their children getting the child's haircut, and they're just sitting going, fuck sure I was on empty a bed there at the weekend. I fucking rough gear.
You're there trying to hit the sink. Hit the side of the sink.
Fucking hell, sir. I was reading the wife there. I had a Thai curry before it. Fucking scat through them.
But super size.
Crude in the tongue, but gifted with a scissor.
It's so like, oh, I was fucking taking the back end off her and all. Jesus Christ. That's gorgeous, sir. Look at that hairline. Fuck me, you lucky bastard.
She fucking squirted it all, fucking ruined the Dell desktop. And it. All right, lad.
Anyway, I meant to start off. I don't know, she didn't want anything, but I had to shit on her for her to leave. Do that fade. Who's better than this? I was wearing her fanny like a gas mask, and then he takes that wee brush.
A fucking glazer like a taboo donut. That's you, lad.
Champagne, lad.
Oh, fucking hell.
The two of them are fucking going at it like two angry pigs and fucking hitting the cock lead off me anyway, you know what I mean? Done a neck tick shave in the back of this.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway, I'm watching fucking Tenet. She's giving me a foot job. Johnny Dax in that.
Oh, dear God. I always...
I'll miss out on that my whole life.
It's so funny. Like, at the very end when they do offer you jail, and I always just say no, because I'm like, I'm going to go home after and fucking shower, whatever. So, no point. And the barber over time goes, you want me jail, my lad? And I always go, no, I'm all right, I'm all right. And he just goes, aye, let her be. Let her be.
Let the air at it for a couple of hours.
Fuck. You do feel good, though, after... I was watching Hannibal Buress's new special, and he was like, do you ever think you're depressed, and then you just realise you just needed a haircut?
Say it the way he was saying. Do you ever realise you're depressed, and
you just need a haircut? Oh my God. Your stomach, sir?
That was my throat. I've had three beverages. acceptance. Let's.
Oh, this is class.
Let's go through this, because I forgot to talk about it on the last podcast.
The goat?
Somebody, this would be an interesting question. While you're here, the somebody sent a question in to me and they were like, oh, you know, watch a lot of American stand-ups after your recommendation. You know, hear you boys talking about Chappelle and Burr and whatever. And they were like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get any of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't see why Dave Chappelle's funny or any of these people are funny.
Well, sometimes you do think, do I like this because I do it? And then you can't even think, like, because you're watching as a comedian being like, fuck, I should quit immediately because you'll never get to that stage. But I also, too, think it's funny. And I'm sure the friends that think it's funny.
Yeah.
And, like, have, you know, would have no idea about any of that shit.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I put it on the other night. I was having a couple of drinks. And it definitely, like, if you could break it down into that, like, seven fucking emotions thing, it's literally, like, you laugh, and then, because you do stand-up, you go, you fucking bastard.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know what it is with Chappelle. It's like, someone said, was it your guy Donnell Rawlings? It was like, he's like the Muhammad Ali of, it's not just that he's funny, and then he's original, and he's prolific as fuck, but then he has the fucking story of him, yeah, like, actually turning down loads of money because he couldn't do the thing exactly the way he wanted to do it. So there's, yeah, this like morality fucking lesson to be learned, and then he comes back later and fucking knocks out fucking five or six specials, and yeah, they're lethal, and he gets hundreds of millions. You know, it's like that as well as just the actual technical ability.
Yeah, and in my personal opinion, in like any genre of entertainment, like music, comedy, acting, there isn't one guy that's so ahead of everything else like there is with him. Like, it's not even close. Like, I don't think.
And you know, he can draw on a lot of things. Like, obviously he's massively famous.
Yeah.
So he can tell stories from a point of view where he's a huge celebrity.
Yeah.
Because he does all that stuff. Like, you know, I got pulled over and he goes, but also, I'm Dave Chappelle. You know, he's got that element of it which isn't sort of like obnoxious coming from him. Whereas like Seinfeld or Ricky Gervais and all these cunts will talk about how rich they are and different stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a bit like, don't know. Yeah. But he can do it for some reason.
Comedy is like music, though, in that like there's as many different styles and subgenres that if your ear doesn't take to it, then
just get another one.
There's plenty out there. Like,
someone, I've had loads of comments like that where people are like, oh, I don't really get it. I'm more, you know, but I love James Acaster or something. And you're like, well, yeah, that's just a different type of brilliant. Yeah,
that's just what you like.
Yeah. He's also, I've put his stuff on for.
He's fantastic.
Laughed a lot. You know, it's like, it is like music, but people, some of my comedy where people just get, they go not the 60 on like being offended that they don't like it.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't like this. This country be fucking drowned.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're like, bro, it's just fucking someone trying to make someone laugh. Like,
yeah,
for fuck's sake. Let's play this, listen to it a wee bit.
Comes as a complete surprise.
Thoughts on the jacket, good.
I was about to say.
Works in an abattoir.
The man is a weird sense of fashion. You yeah, wouldn't put what he wears to the guy.
Yeah. I'm wearing a sheer blouse.
Like, that thing looks like a barber coat on roids.
Yeah, that looks like he works in a slaughterhouse.
I mean, I read all the reviews and they said so many terrible things. They were embarrassed for me. I had lost my way. It wasn't even worth watching. I hope all you critics learn from this. This is a teachable moment. Shut the fuck up forever.
Yes! Yes! Love that shit.
Two in a night. These aren't them. These are the ones I want for the other ones. Motherfucker.
Talk your shit. I love that.
But
I love that.
But this is like when you're absolutely fucking undeniable, you can talk like that.
Yeah.
You know?
That's Kanye West style. Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Pissing on a fucking Grammy.
Oh, hilarious.
Which I didn't even think was that erratic a behavior.
No.
I look at that and I'd be like, well, yeah. Was, yeah.
Play rock star.
I'd fucking pissing that. If it was half annoyed myself, you know? A couple of Jamesons. Get a bit of rage under me.
Stan Lathan has been directing television since 1968.
Any show that I watched when I was growing up, he directed it. From Sesame Street to Sanford and Son to Good Times to Everything Black. And finally, you motherfuckers finally gave him an Emmy tonight. He deserves so much more, but I'm glad you came around. I'd like to shout out all the other nominees tonight. Tiffany Haddish and Patton Oswalt and Hannah Gatsby.
You've seen Tiffany Haddish with a shaved head?
Nah.
We get it.
Elaine, you guys are an inspiration to me, and I'm honored to be nominated with you. I'm sorry that you didn't win tonight, but who gives a fuck anyway? It's a special night because comedy gets to be itself. It's all we've ever wanted. I hope the war is over. We good? And as always, I love to thank my wife, Elaine. That's right. Elaine has been with me for the last 25 years and had to endure the pains of living with the greatest comedian ever. See you on Monday. Thank you very much.
You gotta have the fucking... the guy on the soundboard, and you just be like, listen, bro, see, whenever it looks like I'm about to clock off here, play something real gangster.
Yeah.
Don't let me stand there in silence.
Yeah.
That was Which will be me at the limelight on Friday. Thanks very much, guys. <Do-do-do-do-do-do>.
Guys, thanks for coming out. Oh, fuck, that's the remix.
Everything, Lydia, you like when it's hot.
That's great, though.
In conclusion, my deck card.
Word.
That's unreal, isn't it?
Shut the fuck up forever.
Yeah. I mean, he's so influential, even on a level of like, you know, you started smoking fags.
I know.
it's like, you know, I remember when he put up Sticks and Stones, I was like, Google's triple XL fucking boiler suit.
Yeah, I got khaki green. That's so funny. I got blocked and like was watching in lockdown a combination of.
Yeah, I just fucking. You'll see Robbie McShane, the fucking sheer top of his next gig.
I was watching like just a bunch of. Well, I was watching Mad Men and then like watching Chappelle specials every other night. And then I just was like, Dan Benson had just to fuck. Yeah. And just like smoked twice and never again.
Yeah, it doesn't suit you.
Nah.
You're too clunky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't do it with the jazzy smoothness that he does it. You'd be like,
I'm like, I.
And you put it in your fucking eye box and. Oh, it's Jesus Christ! Yeah,
I smoke like I watched a YouTube tutorial that day on how to do it. I'm like, that do. And cause. Right, okay, bye.
Yeah, you're whispering to yourself.
Yeah.
One, two, three, pause for two, and away, and there we go.
Flick it.
Look, I've written a note there. Did you see any of the stuff about the smear company? Like the people from Spotify wanting Rogan's thing?
No, what's this?
Employees who worked at Spotify were like, we're going to walk out unless you edit certain stuff out of his podcast. And you're like, well, didn't we all see that coming?
What? No way. And were Spotify like, fuck you, or?
Well, I don't know what's happened yet, but obviously they were probably like, well, no, we're... Like, I can't imagine Rogan didn't have a bunch of fucking lawyers all over it up front, being like, you can have the rights to this. But only if there is absolutely no interference. Because that's probably the only way he would do it. That's the only way anyone would do it.
Yeah.
But of course, once he's in the building and they can't really control all their fucking staff and everyone's like, he said, you know, that a fucking trans woman can't fight, you know.
Oh yeah, they're going like through the backlogs now.
Not even. Probably recent stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, the backlogs of Rogan, it's so public. You know, all the videos have fucking millions and millions of hits on them.
Yeah.
But you're just, it's just, you can't give into that at all. As he said, like, you know, fuck the critics. And it's just, it all goes down this road of like, everything starts to be policed and then the next minute, nobody has any fucking rights.
Yeah, there's nothing.
It's like, you have to be able to, like I watched the thing in the Westboro Baptist Church, or that Louis Theroux thing last night. And they literally are at the side of the road with children going like, tell the guy what a fucking fag is. And the wee kid has no idea. He's like, fags and fag troops and fucking dykes and, you know.
Yeah.
And the kid has no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
But, and they're such wankers, but you almost have to be like, well, yeah, just let them say whatever they want. We all know they're cunts. No one has to fucking interact with them or, you know, fucking use their business or whatever the fuck it is. You can allow people to just be like, look at these fucking gimps. Let's move on.
Yeah. What was it? I seen a very profound tweet the other day, let me think.
Kanye pissing on an Emmy?
Someone said, public opinion is made by internet sheep. Think for yourself. And I like that. No, it wasn't alluding to any like deep web conspiracy theories or anything like that. It was just more so saying like, you know, everything you see in your Twitter feed is a bit more programmed to you than you think it is.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Sure, that's why like...
Did you watch that Social Dilemma thing?
Nah, I'm scared to watch it.
See, right? You should watch it, but almost for the hilarity of the... they do like little sketches in between of like a family who's, you know... The core of the family is being ruined by social media.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Some of the worst acting ever. Yeah. So funny.
Well, I mean, I didn't even watch this vlog properly, but I was doing something that was playing in the background. It was Casey Neistat talking about, like, he'd watched that, and he was saying, like, how we're addicted to their phones. And he goes, I'll be with my kids. And he goes, I've no need to be on the phone, but I'll just catch myself being on the phone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why am I on that?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even doing anything. I should be just here. But it is that thing of like, it's just comforting, and I think that's why even people at comedy gigs, you're doing the gig or something, you're like, why is this cunt not put their phone down? People just can't fucking just do it.
Oh, why?
They can't even just sit there like this. And like, how many shows do you put on? Like, it's almost like a human thing developing now, where it's like, people are like, oh, you shouldn't text and drive. And I bet you there's a generation of people who are like, oh, I can do it totally fine.
Yeah.
I can text and drive, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm actually a better driver.
Because I've grown up, you know, it's like, oh, I can fully take in what I'm watching on TV and also be checking out my fucking timeline here. It's like, it's so weird. But I've noticed, like, my vision even has fucking gone to shit from just staring at my phone.
But even, like, being on your phone, like, whenever you're seeing people just on it aimlessly, like, they're not even going, there's no task they're accomplishing by being on their phone. They're just on their phone. Like, even when you're talking to them, that must surely, it tickles the same area of their brain. Not exactly, obviously, because there's no fucking nicotine involved, but, like, as a vaping.
Well, there's a lot of comfort vaping going on.
Yeah, like, shout out to Dom Gormley, tattoo artist. That cunt is like, when you're having a conversation with him, it's like chatting to fucking Nunu, the Hoover from the Teletubbies. Like, Jesus, I was watching a wild show there last night, fucking.
It's a long rip as well.
Game of Thrones, you ever seen it? Like, every conversation has like a buffering period between the sentences.
He's like, he's driven under a bridge.
It sounds like you're talking to him through a walkie-talkie, but he's right there.
And that's that, the big long rip. Like, you can't do that with a cigarette. You'd be like fucking half a fag. Let's be like,
yeah.
There's a lot of people you're like, just fucking smoke and then this will be done in a minute.
Yeah, because smoking's an event where you're like, do you want to go for a smoke? And then you go for a smoke and you go back in and that's it.
Yeah, but even, you know, I'm not around a lot of smokers, but like, anytime you're around Mickey or something, or you've been somewhere, I used to do it, but it takes up so much time. You're like, all right, we're going to go, hold on, I have a smoke, or I'm going to do this, let me have a smoke first. And you know, you're just like, fucking come on, the fuck. Yeah. Like,
and money. So, I don't have so the ding facilities for smoking.
It's fucking stupid. Like,
nah.
It just makes no sense.
At least, you know, reefer, something happens.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, they've talked about nicotine being like an actual good drug for like keeping you sharp, like a cognitive thing.
No.
But you could, you know, if you really wanted to try that, you could eat the gum or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I was like,
I actually don't think there's anything wrong with nicotine. I would need to look at it. It's addictive, but I don't think it actually harms you.
Yes.
I think it's the fact that it's in tobacco.
Yeah.
And it might not even be. I'm not even sure of that. It might just be added to cigarettes.
But it's another thing where you don't want to, because I was looking at it and I was like, I wonder would that help with stand-up, like get you a bit more sharp now before gigs. But you don't want to have something where every gig before you're walking about being like chawing away at fucking tobacco, like.
Nah, and then you're fucking really addicted to it, and it's just, you don't want any addictions. You know what I mean?
No.
Have a fucking coffee. That's why, Jesus,
like,
Christ,
stoners are the most frustrating people, because like, people like, I enjoy a nice puff of the mountain cabbage the odd time, but like, you know, people that smoke every day and then they say that there's nothing wrong, like,
they're not addicted.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't do anything every day.
You're not addicted as in you're not going to die if you don't get it for a day.
No, but that's not what addiction is.
But you'd much rather have it.
Yeah.
That's it depends.
It's like, I don't do, like, if I had a glass of milk every day, yeah, every single day I had to have a glass of milk, at some point I'd be like, I need to fucking knock this milk thing in the head, eh? This is taking over my life.
Big fat bass. Yeah.
Can you hear that?
That Hoover downstairs?
Oh, is that what that is?
Either machine and cars.
Some yogas.
But you can hear that. The mic won't hear that.
Ah, that's good.
Because the mic has a brain.
No. unlike myself.
Well, plenty of space for it, but sure. We'll hit some questions here. Did you watch the fights over the weekend? You probably didn't.
A senior man, because he's very charismatic and likable, I think.
Adesanya?
Yes. Watched his fight.
He's a fucking savage. Adesanya Costa.
Why does he get so much jip, though?
The most anticlimactic fight I've ever seen. Well, all championship fights are, a lot of them are fairly anticlimactic.
Yeah. Why does he get shit, so much shit? Is it because he's a bit...
Who's giving him shit?
Like, he keeps on referencing on his Instagram, like, oh, you know, critics, shut the fuck up and all. But it's like a main narrative that he's driving. Well, and, like, does he get a lot of shit? Or and if so, why?
I don't know. I don't know why we'd be getting shit. Like, I mean, he's a phenomenal fighter. And yeah, maybe it's just because, you know, these people have like quite a, really talented people might have a bit of a quick rise. And people are like, oh, he's not good. You know, even the other guy was trying to fucking take a piss out of him that he couldn't grapple. So yeah. Did you see that clip where he threw him at the weigh-in?
Yeah.
Give him the white belt?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, it's like Anderson Silva got to the point where he was just like, right, you fight me. You know, I'm the best.
Mm.
You bring the fight to me. Like, let's see what you got. And everyone will be too scared. There's elements of that with Adesanya where people are like, I'm scared to move.
Yeah.
McGregor's been in that place. Like, when he fought fucking, what do you call that cunt? Eddie Alvarez. He got to the point where Alvarez was just like, I'm scared to hit this guy because every time I move, he hits me.
Yeah.
So he was swinging digs. He was getting fucking hit all over the place. And then I got to the place where he was stunned and he was just like looking at McGregor. And McGregor's like, that's when he put his hands behind his back. Like, what are you going to do? And then the next time he went to swing, he just fucking hit him with like four spanners to the face. Like, ding, 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 ding. And he's like on the floor. That's what it is. He's like so good. He's going, hit me. And the guy, you know, he's missing and he hit him in the leg. But that's like strategic fighting. You could see on the guy's leg, your man Costa's leg, there was a red mark there and lower and like the shin.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was just going bang, 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 so accurately, hitting him in the same spot. And then, of course, the guy can't fucking move because he's huge and muscular and is on one leg, basically.
Yeah.
And then he swings a dig and gets dropped. And that's why, and then he mounted him. So that's why when the bell rang, yeah, he pretended to fuck him.
What was that like? Just that kind of like get in your head type thing? Like, you know,
no, that
I've knocked you out and I've just give you a wee.
No, but that was because the guy was like, oh, here's your fucking white belt in jiu-jitsu. And he smacked him and mounted him. And the guy was like, out of his mind, he starts beating the shit out of him. And then he's just, as he went to get up, he's just like, yeah, fuck you. You know, like, you're like...
But if I was ever to be in UFC and fight a boy who was giving out a lot of that there, never would I... Well, maybe in the heat of the moment, you might think, you know what, I'm going to give him 1 week just to let him know who's boss here.
But the point was, he was going, you can't grapple. Mm-hmm. You know, here's your white belt.
But why the thrust of the dick, Colin?
Because he mounted him, and the guy fucking turtled up, and he was on his back. Like, that's about as dominant as you get in grappling. And he's like, fucking suck my dick, bitch. Also, it's fighting. Like, I remember Bisping called someone a faggot, and everyone was like, oh my God! And you're like, they're literally going to fight. Yeah. If anywhere you can call someone a faggot, it's right before you fight.
Yeah.
In the fucking testosterone fueled world of actual fighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was a bit of a fight. Yeah. But you know what I mean? It's like, you can't say it. You can. You can do whatever you want. You can pretend to fuck the guy. If you've been like at each other's throats for 8 weeks, fucking slobbering, and the guy's slobbering at you and saying you can't grapple, and the fight finishes with you on his back.
Mm-hmm.
Just you know what I mean? Finger him in the ass.
A bit of crack.
Question to Aaron, how difficult was it to get a visa to live in the US?
If you're at uni, just fucking stick it out. That's the only reason I stuck out 4 years of Jordanstown was so that at the very end you can essentially just get a J1 graduate that gives you 1 year working within your degree. But you know, if you were to go to New York and, you know,
slide into the park, you know, there.
Get down to the Elwood Lawn, which is essentially Tyrone, in the middle of Times Square. You'd be all right.
Looks like the Holy Lands.
It does.
How much money did you need as a base cushion to go? Now, that's a bad question for you, because you'll go anywhere with £19.
Wait, what's this?
It's part of the same question. How much money did you need as a base cushion to go? Base!
I had, like, I think it was about £5,000 saved up.
Jesus, boys.
But that was, you can go in way less than that, like.
Yeah.
I also live with 39 people.
Stop touching that mic.
Sorry.
Fuck's sake, man. Yeah, it depends. If you've got something lined up, you might do all right with a bit less money.
You want to, though, because I think if people move somewhere, right, this is one thing I've noticed, when people move country or city, whatever, and they go out with, like, enough money to get them, like, first month's rent in a flat and shit like that, and they go out there, they end up coming back and going, oh, it was shite, sir. But it's because they went out there with a small base and then took the first job they got offered. Then they hate the job, and then they base the job off the country they're in, and it fucks up the whole thing for them. So go out with enough money that you're able to scan for a bit, and you're not just taking the first thing that you're offered.
Yeah, yeah.
Financial advice from Aaron McCann.
Yeah, because you were like, oh, LA's good and all, but if I have to suck one more tramp stick for $20, I'm out.
Which is a good exchange rate, to be fair. What's that in euros?
Thoughts on another potential lockdown in the near future? If it happens, do you have anything planned? Do you have any planned new hobbies you might want to take up? Also, what's Aaron's thoughts on Kanye's latest Twitter meltdown? That's from Michael Jardine.
As you say, I don't necessarily think it's a meltdown. I just think, you know, man's had a few shandies.
He's had a few wobbly pops.
Just pissing the ground, like.
Yeah.
I'd probably, if there was like a comedy equivalent, you might do it yourself.
And a couple of lines of party salt and he's
but of the marching powder going about the West household.
Put my dick in your mouth.
I'd love a wee Christmas lockdown.
Would you?
No.
Here's what I would say. I'd take the lockdown over like weird restrictions.
Mm.
You know, like you can see three people, but you can't go. You know, it's like fuck up. Just either it's on or it's off.
You can't go to your granny's house, but you can take her to the Moy.
Yeah,
for, you know, a pepper chicken fingering.
But just have it be on or off. That's what cracks me. And I knew, I had a feeling like, it's like fucking, it's like anything. It's like, they got to the point where people were like, right, I've absolutely had enough of this shit. It's July. I'm just going to go about and do my own thing.
Yeah.
That's the point where, like, someone should have stepped in and been like, this is the crucial time. This was, like, predicted. You will get to the point where you're absolutely at the end of your tether. And if you could just fucking bear down with government help and everything for another like 2 months, we might be able to get rid of this completely.
Yes.
Bear with us, please. This is what we... But instead people were like, well, I feel like it's gone away myself. I'm going to head back to work here. And then, of course, slowly but surely, they're like, oh, fucking Limavady's falling into the sea. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Things...
Clusters.
Cluster fucked, literally. And that was always going to happen, but it... But it was at that point where someone should have just went, guys, I know this is fucking a nightmare, but this is the bit you're going to hit, and then we really just make that last push, and then it's fucking nearly completely gone, especially on an island.
Yeah.
You know?
What I will say is, I can't wait. One of the main reasons I can't wait for this shit to be over is that on the Facebook post by Belfast Live, the comment section can get back to the good old sectarianism.
Oh, for sure. You know? Yeah.
I'm sick of the mask shit
at
this stage.
This is because of Catholics. I'm glad somebody had the balls to say it. What about Nolan getting these cunts on where you're like, bro, are you fucking allowed out of the house? Out of the lockdown?
Well, the thing is, I noticed there was no such thing as COVID, and then a way lot of fucking Romanians moved in here. And I'll tell you something, I'm no conspiracy theorist, but you tell me there's no correlation.
Aye. Too many roses being sold about here.
Aye, and I'll tell you, the COVID clings to the roses.
And I dare say, you know, Stevie, you would be in the high risk category, you know?
Aye.
I dare say.
Yeah, of everything.
Aye.
I feel bad for... I don't think the man deserved death threats.
No, not at all.
I feel bad for him because it's like, man, you did so much work there losing that weight. And then it shows you how mental it is though, isn't it?
Oh, why? Like, where it's like, it's actual addict mentality. Well, yeah. I would say, you know, similar kind of thing happened to me where I lost like a stone and a half there. And then the government was like, oh, we'll take half price off your KFC. And I was like, well, yeah. It's a lifetime experience. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, what's that quote? Discipline is like what you want long term versus what you want now or something. You know, it's like.
Was that Stephen Nolan said that?
Yeah. While he was hoovering up 24 packets of Quavers. But he did, like, how could you lose so much weight and then just be like, well, that's how it's done, but I'm a fat guy, so I'm going to get fat again. You know, it's like, he needs hypnotized or something.
Because it is like, being addicted to food, it's the same shit as anything. Like, I tried to start my diet the week of my birthday last week, and it was like Wednesday, and I'd went 2 days eating pretty clean. And then on my fucking lunch break, we went to like just a deli counter in a filling station. And I was like, sir, look at that pasta bake.
Yeah.
And I just like fucking broke. I was like someone who went sober for 2 years and then went to a wedding where there was a free bar. Just went mental.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Side of goujons.
Side of car goujons. Fuck, it's wild, like. But I mean, yeah, I sent Tim a photo yesterday. I cooked about 2 kilos of mints last night because it was about to go out of date, but I was like, that's my meals for the
week. Nice.
Yeah. I'm gonna take some of it, you know, soy sauce, bit of chili, bit of that chow chow chili, whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh, what?
Chinese it up, bit of rice. That's gonna be me all week.
Delicious.
Fucking lean meats, man. I said to him, listen, Tim, let's build this engine up. I don't need any more strength. I certainly don't need any more muscle, but let's shred this motherfucking down.
Polished down.
Do you know what I mean? Because I was cranking out deadlifts there that would upset you, and my back was sore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I don't want that. You know what I mean? I'll do fucking burpees and a bit of kettlebell.
Yeah, let's get really yoked and sexy. Sexy, questionable, but
sexier. Question to Aaron: Is his Patreon broken or what's the crack? Keep up the pods. Love them.
I do. I need to. I was actually put out questions last week for one this week.
100 ding Patreon.
100 ding.
Heard you talking on the...
Thank you very much for the subscription.
And if you want to follow mine, it's generalbanner.com. No, it's not. It's patreon.com/generalbanner podcast. Here, we might be... I'm trying to sort out a sponsor for next week, manscaped.com.
Oh, shit.
That's going to sound legit.
The ball trimmer?
Yeah. And I'm going to be able to sit on here and be like, hey, guys, do you have a particularly fucking gnarly taint?
Mm. Does your gooch look like something from the wild Thornberries?
Yeah, does your gooch look like a fucking Labrador's back? Get in it. heard you talk about the Dead All Mafia Instagram account on the older podcast. Is that still a thing? It's still there. However, there is a Patreon now, so all the fucking stuff goes on the Patreon, essentially. So if you're already on it, my man, Talal, shout out to Talal, I know him. If you and Aaron released a rap album, what would you call it and what would your rap names be? The Soda Boys, that exists.
Oh, right. Soda Boys.
Soda Boys. What were the actual names?
Farrell Williams.
F-A-R-L Williams.
Farrell Williams.
Farrell Williams. And there was another one.
I can't remember what the other one was.
Can't remember.
We have a tune and everything. Just, it's in the vault.
It's in the vault. I mean...
When we die.
Now, if you could knock out some trap beats... me and Arnold's, I mean, that's what you do. You pretend with those Scottish guys. Remember they pretended to be American?
And oh,
like huge?
Yeah.
That's what we should do.
Nah.
Blind boy it up. Put a couple of spar bags in her head. You know? Throw a bit of fucking Travis Scott.
Throw out some bars?
We call it vocoder type shit. Two bitches in a fiesta.
Also, where autotune would be hilarious. Like,
yeah. Untapped market. Dragon's Den it. Who's genuinely the biggest cunt you've ever met? Oh, wow.
I try and see the good side in people, you know?
But Rory Woods is a wanker.
Woods is a fucking gentleman.
I know. That's where the joke lies.
There's a few bastards knocking about now, but...
I don't deal with them that much, to be honest. No.
Cut them out.
I mean, you see a right load of them in the comedy world, where people are just like, way too big for the boots.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and you're like, swerve them.
Well, there is a lot of, you know... mental people,
yeah.
You know, about
either have
in comedy,
either have a legit appreciation for the art form, or you know, your uncle fucked you.
Yeah.
How much money would it take for?
Oh fuck!
Now we're getting to the real stuff. How much money would it take for Aaron to rim Mickey's big fat hole? I'd suck him off for a couple of million. Well, Philip. It's like that guy's walking up and down his kitchen going, what'll I ask?
What would be the golden number now? I mean, I feel like Mickey's hole would go in like, I said it's layered, I would dare say.
I'd just rather die. You know what I mean? Like, if that's always the other option, I'd be like, well, I'll just die then.
You couldn't plant it.
I'd suck him off for a couple of million. Now, the fact that you've said that means you'd suck him off for a couple of tenners.
You could be bargained with, I feel like.
Yeah. Just the tip, 50 quid.
I mean, in my current financial position, to be honest, lock a million doesn't sound too bad. I would dare
say. I need to pay you for the Limelight gigs, but I haven't paid yet, so. That's about a bit of a dollar there.
You know? Shoe shopping?
Straight over. Like your fucking sugar daddy. Which ones do you want, pet?
I would love a sugar mama.
Well, there he is! Suck your neck for a couple of million. Oh. Just
somewhere along the North Coast.
Yeah. Just use the apartment whenever you want.
Over the balcony.
Aye, you and Tim again. Fucking been working the glitch. Good man. Did you guys watch Dez? Not yet, I'm saving it. Have you seen that?
What is it?
Is that his name, David Tennant?
No.
There's a serial killer thing, drama.
Dez?
Called Dez. It's called Dez. One of you is a huge fan of Oma, the other a huge fan of brunch. Where does the kitchen rank as a spot for late morning banosh?
Sir, very, very nice establishment.
I've been in it myself.
You haven't been in it since it was a new menu and shit, though.
Oh, okay.
Here.
Once this car's
for next week.
Once this car's ready downstairs, I'll scoot we down.
It's quite brew-esque, you know.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, good. Last time I was there, I was out the back. You know, like I was in the mafia getting photos with the staff and all. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Big dog and Oma, don't you worry about it. Bro, we have 3 minutes left. I have to go. Colin, more a question for you, but something Aaron has featured a lot, and I found myself wading through your vlog back catalogue last week when hungover. They are fantastic. Such an easy and interesting watch, especially the behind-the-scenes comedy stuff. Though I imagine they were a cunt to make and also a bit so 2017, but there is no plans to go back to them in the future. Well, yeah, I mean, to be honest, and this sounds real wanky, I enjoyed making those little... Vlog suggests to me like you're doing a daily, like you're making something really fucking monotonous seem exciting by shooting it cinematically. I like to document a trip and then make a little video from it. So it is vlogging kind of, but I know what he means. It's about 2017. It is, but actual daily vlogging certainly is. But I don't think. And by the way, I've been doing those little behind, you know, like. Before I even knew what the word vlog was, I would film wee things and like the evening with Mickey Bartlett or, you know, the time we went to Cushendall. You know, I didn't know what daily vlogging was then. I just filmed a thing and then sort of put it together. And, I actually did one the other day and we went to that gig. And so I watched you from afar gig, which I'll put up. But it's just a little... It's good to do for memories even, just to be like, oh, here's a little video from the time we went... Like you did one for Liverpool, that was class... Or I did one, we both did one. It's just good to look at it and go, oh, some crack.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, if I ever do it, it's for me more than anybody.
Absolutely. But then it's what he's saying is like, it's such a, you know, nice, enjoyable watch. And it's like, because people obviously enjoy sketches and shit like that. But I feel like I personally enjoy making shit like that more. And then I get better feedback on it as well than if I make a sketch. I don't think I've ever made a sketch that I've loved, to be honest.
I don't like... I don't really do sketches either. Like, I'm sort of done with it.
But it is fucking...
And then sometimes I'll put up a podcast clip and I'm like, I couldn't write anything funnier than that. That's a sketch. You know what I mean? I showed fucking Maureen's Ma a clip the other day and she was like, why did you show me that after I'd eaten my dinner?
Yeah.
She nearly fucking threw up. Like, she was laughing that hard. So... Yeah, I have one there. I'm ready to edit. But I know what you mean. It is a bit wanky. And there's another thing I need to do where, like, I would have just taken a camera and shot everything and then decided later what to do with it. But then you start to go down the path of, like, is this worth filming? Should I be filming this? How am I going to create a narrative around it? And then you film nothing. And then you're like, oh, I just walked around this fucking camera like a wanker.
But if you had to film shit, you probably could have done something with it.
If you're just picking stuff up like, say you're walking around a new city with a camera and you're like, oh, I'm snapping pictures. It's kind of the same thing. Just like, oh, this is the fucking pizza I'm eating. This is what, you know, just collect it and then you don't have to do anything with it.
You do feel like a dick, because I've attempted to record a couple, and then the one I made was that time in New York, which I watch that all the time. But like, whenever you're there, you kind of feel like a dick with a camera. But then whenever you actually go and cut it and do it all up, the people that you're with are like, thank fuck you did that. That looks class.
Totally. And there's a lot of stuff, like, say you are doing a sketch and you write something. You know, there's stuff we've even shot in this office where, like, you write it out and you're saying it line by line. And you're like, this isn't really this funny now.
Yeah.
But once you fucking doll it up a wee bit, you're like, oh, it is funny.
Yeah.
When it comes at you, like, at a fast pace. But I need to be a bit more of a fucking... Just document it. You know, it doesn't have to... You don't have to go in with a page and be like, oh, what shots have I to pick up? Just fucking film stuff. You know, shoot it at 50 frames so you can slow it down if you have to.
Yeah.
Like, some of the stuff I've done, like the Euro trip thing and all, I was like, thank fuck, or me and you and the fucking horses in Liverpool.
That was a great crack.
It's so stupid, like, but I'm like, thank fuck we filmed that now, because you're not allowed out of the house. And you watch it and you're like, man, that was good crack.
Yeah.
Even though at the time I wish it was a bit more fucking relaxed, because we're waiting on a baby to come and I was like, up to high dough. Anyway, I have to get out of here in a number of minutes. Colin, more of a question for you. Okay, that was a cool question. What's your best way to beat a hangover? Two wanks and a Lucozade?
I was literally about to say two wanks and Tropicana. It's the broadest one.
Club Tropicana. Two wanks all free.
Bits, what's your thoughts?
I'll take them. I had a Maureen bought juice the other day. I didn't know where the fuck it was from. And I was like, I like a bit, but I'm not eating orange juice with a spoon. Mm, like, what the fuck is this?
Aye. It can get too much.
Like
sometimes.
It was clogging the teeth up as aye. I was drinking it.
Fucking bits and pieces.
Aye. It's like fucking, is this jam? What is
Tropicana
this?
Tropicana bits and pieces. Yeah. Just a garden of Tropicana, but I am doing it.
Dead. Did either of you watch Frankie Boyle's Tour of Scotland? No, keep meaning to.
Well, where's that?
Must be iPlayer or something.
Is it just like he shot a show in each fucking hell?
Just
yeah,
going
right
out
of word.
Yeah. Have you seen the absolute... have you seen this? Bet the Walser lads went to these... Oh, fuck, I can't click that. Don't know if this is an actual kid's book, but it had my filthy mind howling. Naomi Mitchell, you dirty bastard. Right, we're giving this a go. Let's see. A
children's book?
Is this one of these books where they're like, oh, it's for kids, but then it's for the innuendos?
Dirty subliminal masters.
Ooh, has anyone seen my purple... Put Tony's nuts in your mouth? Oh, this is our lad Bible.
Here we go. Tony has big nuts.
Oh, fuck.
And small nuts. He has pecans and walnuts.
Pecans.
Pecans.
Nuts without or with a shell. There is no nut that Tony does not sell. Oh, Tony. Tony sells his nuts all day.
I get it. It's a children's book and they say nuts a lot.
Dirty bastards.
Dirty fucking... Where was that book found? On the fucking flight to Epstein's Island? Scandal! I mean, who's this motherfucker in the line with a knife? Fuck that. Yeah, now I bet you if I skip along here... Oh, Jesus Christ. And there's like fucking 5 minutes later... Let me see. Play, you bastard. Oh.
Oh, fuck.
I don't even know how to use Facebook anymore.
It's
like, I click on it and I go, what the fuck is
it? It's just old people screaming at each
other. It's
trash. I'm sorry, guys. I did not pre-read this one. Even Mrs. Bulldike, the softball coach, and her special friend... We'll have a go at Tony's nuts every now and then.
New tab. Did I tell you that someone tried to sell a Lambo on the Oma buy and sell?
A Lamborghini?
Full. Now, God love the fella, because actually trying to get rid of the thing. Most of the comments were just people going, like, 45-year-old woman tagging their makeup.
Got a Lambo here? What is she, a fucking Gallardo or whatever? No. Two lambs.
That's what it was, too.
Was it?
The only reason I knew is because I heard that Lambo make on a the Akon song with Eminem. Smack that. Yeah. And noticed it from that. But all the comments were just like women in their 40s tagging their mate being like, will we go halfers in this?
Tracy, do you want to go halfers on an Aventador?
What am I typing in? Oma buy and sell?
Oh, fuck. It was a couple of weeks ago now. Be a jaunt to find, but fuck it. I just.
What was it going for? What was it? What was the car?
£28,000. How's that?
£28,000?
Mm-hmm. £28,000.
Hmm. What's mileage like? I mean, that's not. I mean.
Can you put red in a Lambo? Does that hang still check over the border?
Imagine just the reality of owning that car, you know what I mean? I got the fucking Lamborghini there. Where do you live? I live outside Oma. I scuffed the fucking wheel outside Primark. What a fucking crash back down to earth. I parked the Lambo up there and then some bastard fucking poked a load of Jaeger bombs over it outside Sally's. I was in the Lambo there. What colour was it? What colour was it?
White.
Fuck, I was in the Lambo there and I got a ticket because I parked outside Bob and Bert's.
Someone spray painted touts out in it.
Sure, what's 30 quid to me? If paid within 14 days.
Our plate's an honour.
For retard owning a fucking Lamborghini in Tyrone.
A head turner that car now.
Oh, is she low? Fucker, is she low?
Just going for the Oma bus depot.
Took out.
Lapping.
Fucking took the bumper off it at fucking, you know, at the garage there.
I enjoy the lapping culture, you know.
Yeah.
As a passenger. Yeah. You know, I enjoy just the crack of somewhere to meet, you know, park up the car, chat with a few boys.
Aye.
You know, how are you getting on? All good? Away we go. Go to McDonald's. That's it.
That's it.
The rock and roll lifestyle is a tough one to maintain.
Lamborghini cars online.
Would you drive one yourself?
Well, of course you would drive a fucking Lamborghini if you had one.
Aye, but is it one of those cars where you're like...
It's not, you know, as far as like supercars go, I would take some. It wouldn't be my first choice, but if they were giving it away.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I don't know. It's just about, no, that I would take one of those. That's classic. How do you say that? Countach or something?
I just seen the images and what's a fucking Massey tractor.
Oh. Yeah, if you're looking fucking, if you're talking money.
What is this? That scrap, sir?
No, that's the one there. Look, that's the fucking Wolf of Wall Street, like, come out of the place on lewds.
Right, but you're an Oma, so it's the Wolf of John Street. Outside Sally's.
Is that the Countach you've got there? Oh, sir, you knew you'd get that. Sir, I wouldn't have bought that one.
Lambo drives past outside Sally's. You doing left slap?
I tell you, you fucking made a mistake. At £28,000, you should have bought yourself a new Kajar. The miles a gallon must be shocking.
Ah, burns for it, sir.
Burns are a fucking hole in it. I mean, that's the that's like iconic there, isn't it? I mean, probably an absolute nightmare to drive. You know, you're like, oh, you can only do 3 miles or your shoes melt to the floor. Or something like that. Oh, the smell of fucking petrol would knock you dead, but fucking, isn't that class? But that's like when you're a kid in the fucking early 90s and someone gets you a toy car.
No way.
That's nice. Nice.
Look in the cars.
Right, anyway, we've hit a crucial time where I have to leave here. But I'll drop you into town there for a lock of shoes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, cheers for listening, guys. Thanks, Darren, for being my guest today. Flash out watch one more time. G-Shock boys in the house. You got the fucking purple one. I got the Casio in the metal case, which is a bit of a watch guy joke, isn't it?
I like it.
Right, see us next week. We'll probably have a sponsor. Our sponsor today was CBD. Or Flow CBD LTD. Forgot to mention it at the start. Sorry, guys. Click on the link below to buy some CBD. And if you're on the Patreon, there's a discount code. And yeah, makes you feel nice. See you next week. Shout out to the Pope.
Keep around, eh?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.